to hear about God surprising you on just an ordinary day. And I am trying to picture the moment with Simon Peter in the boat. An ordinary day in an ordinary week. In everyday life, God takes place. And all of a sudden, when the morning sun rises and glitters on the water surface, it seems as though it is glittering in your heart as well. Maybe that is how he felt, Simon Peter, when he met Jesus, when Jesus said, "Do not be afraid," and called him to follow. Because Simon Peter seemed to have had a morning, a night, a week, like any other. Those days that are a mix of good days in fellowship and longer days. Hopeful mornings and mornings when you are a bit tired. Good nights and nights like the one Simon Peter just had, a longer one. Because he said, "We have worked all night, but caught nothing." We don't hear about a specific reason to why they didn't catch any fish. We don't hear about a scary storm or a heavy rain. Just no catch, making the night slightly longer, empty, and a bit darker, with no silvery fish scale reflecting in the moonlight. And I can see a tired Simon Peter sighing, "Why?" It could have been worse, though. No scary storm, no heavy rain. He is amongst his good fishing partners. But still, a night that is slightly longer and darker, and a subtle why. Because it is like that, every now and then, in our everyday life. Knowing it could be worse, but for some reason or another, the night feels a bit longer, the darkness darker, and something can make us ask why. Why this or why me? But the night turns into day. Maybe Simon Peter thought, "Well, new chance next time." Maybe he felt a bit better watching the sunrise and washing the nets with his friends. But I guess he also must have been tired. And then, all of a sudden, Jesus Christ joins him in the boat. Jesus joins him in his everyday life and acknowledges what in his life right now had felt dark and empty, even though it could have been worse. Jesus, God, doesn't overlook it. God acknowledges it and speaks to Simon Peter in a language he would understand. Because the nets get filled with fish, as if to say, "I promise you good to come."